Paul uses the illustration of running a race a few times in the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 9, Galatians 5, Philippians 2, and here he paints a picture in Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 3, of a large arena with stands and bystanders and runners, but we'll tweak a common understanding of the bystanders. Though he places us on a track as runners and he admonishes us, the track, we'll see that the track is our life. The finish line is death or Jesus' return, and the running is our continuance in the faith. He says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us. So I want to, as I said, tweak our understanding of this, or most people's understanding of this, that there are people in heaven who are watching us and focused on our lives and watching us like a movie. I don't believe that's what this text is saying. Those folks are worshiping God. Their attention is placed upon God Almighty and worshiping Him. So what could it mean, or what does it mean? I would say that those who are mentioned in chapter 11 serve as witnesses to God's faithfulness and as examples of running the race and being made righteous for their faith. So in a sense, you could think of it as running in a group all together, pulling each other along, cheering one another on. We may not be Abraham or Joseph or Moses, but we have the same God and we have faith in the same God. So, as we run this race with witnesses about us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. So we'll focus first on the encumbrances. These things may not be inherently sinful, but things which could hold us back and become sinful. Extreme interests that hog your time, things which hold you back or do not encourage godly thinking and behavior, you are to get rid of them. You think of professional hikers who are trying to shave off any time that they can. If they have a choice between a 2-pound tent and a 1-pound tent, they're going with the 1-pound. But if they have a 14-ounce tent, they're going with the 14-ounce tent. They try to shave off every amount of weight that they can as they hike to make the best time. And sin. So also fight against sin. Do not let it hold you back. And rather, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. The race is the word that we get agony from. It's endurance. It's a marathon. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. So how do we run? We never look back. That's a common phrase for runners, right? Don't look behind you. Look towards the finish line. And so we are looking towards our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. He is the one whom our faith is found, who founded our faith. He gives faith. He is the focus of our faith. He accomplished salvation for our faith. He is the perfect example of our faith. He is. Therefore, look to Him. He's done it perfectly, and He will do it in you, who, for the joy set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame. So how do we know that He is able? How do we know He's the right one to fix our eyes upon? Well, He Himself has done it. He's gone before us, and after that, it was accomplished. He won. He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Because He endured and obeyed and had victory, God placed Him at the right hand of the Father. There He reigns, He intercedes, and we look to Him for that same power that raised Him from the dead, that is now at work inside of believers as we endure, according to Ephesians 1. So verse 3, he says, "For consider Him who has endured such hostility by sinners against Himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Therefore, in order to run this race, look to Him who is the ultimate picture of endurance. Even when you face hostility and persecution, look to Him who endured rejection and betrayal and death from those whom He died. As you do so, you will not lose heart. Do not grow weary. Do not faint. Don't give up. Hold fast to Christ, for we have a great amount of witnesses to the result of holding fast. We have a perfect example in Jesus, that He is the one to whom we hold, and He holds fast to us. So keep pressing on."